Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
All right. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
All right. Oh, man, is it trying times or what?
Yeah.
But I tell you, with trying times, we have a God that always shows up on time. I don't know about you, but I know whenever I need him, he's always there.
That's right.
You know, I just want to thank the church for licensing me Sunday. That was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I tell you. That really was. I tell you. It was a blessing. It really was a blessing. Like I was telling so many people, is that all believers in Christ are ordained of God already. We don't need any man's ordination. But it's good to see that people kind of are with you in the work of Christ. And that's what we all need to be about, helping each other. Well, the message tonight, I'm so encouraged about it. It's called, But Joy Cometh in the Morning.
Amen.
I'm like, wow, what a great message for a great time such as this. We're going to read five little scripts, verses from Psalms 30, 1 through 5. And we'll do an expository tonight on each one of those. So when I'm on the fifth verse, you know we're almost done. So if you would, stand with me. We're going to read Psalms 30, verse 1 through 5. Psalms 30, verse 1 through 5. Are we there? It says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Father God, it's once again that we come and we just thank you for your word tonight. We just thank you for your spirit leading us this way. We know that no matter what we go through, you're there with us. And Lord, my prayer tonight is that I decrease and you increase. My prayer is that they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever had a rough night? A few. Oh my goodness. Tossing and turning and say, Lord, if I could just make it to the morning. And then when that morning sun comes up, you then finally go to sleep. I know I've been there. I know my wife, she'll toss and turn and then she'll sit up all night. And then when the morning comes, she sleeps. Because she felt that she made it. The morning gives her joy. So this first verse here says, I will extol thee, O Lord. Now, whenever you are doing Bible study, my kids hate me when we do Bible study because when I run across a word we don't know, we look it up. So this word extol, what do you think that means? Extol.
Lift up.
Man, how did you know I had that in my notes? That's it, lift up. Extol means to lift up. We need to lift up the Lord. Because when we lift him up, guess what? When praises go up, blessings come down. Satan hates it when you are.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.